1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. A 12-step program for active investors. Step 2, Nobel laureates. My name is Paul, and I'm an active investor. I sit at my computer, my active trading software. And some days are better than others. Some never end. Now, the academics tell me that by doing this, that in the end, I'm going to be out. And my returns will be lower. Not me, man. I'm the active investor. Going to live on, die young. I'm living for today. I want to know what my returns are. I want to see all my stocks at a glance. And with my market-beating returns, I'm going to dance till I drop. I don't want to be told by any school teacher how my portfolio won't grow old with me. I'm the active investor. I always want to be on top.
So in the end, you're going to be out. You're going to stay low. You're going to be away. You're going to live hard. You're going to die young. You're going to live for today. You want to know now. You want to see all. You want to dance till you drop. Don't want to be told. Don't want to get old. Always want to be on top. Always want to be on top.
In 1900, Louis Bachelier's doctoral thesis said there is no useful information contained in historical price movements of securities. In 1933, Alfred Coles reviewed about 12,000 stock recommendations and published his results in an article entitled, "Can Stock Market Forecasters Forecast?" His conclusion, it is doubtful. Nobel Prize in Economics winner Harry Markowitz presented the theory of the efficient portfolio. Modigliani and Miller showed that a firm's value is unrelated to its dividend policy, and that policy is an unreliable guide for stock selection. William Sharpe, another Nobel Prize in Economics winner, said that the capital asset pricing model finds that the expected return of an asset is determined by its beta coefficient, a means of measuring the volatility of a security or portfolio of securities in comparison with the market as a whole. Paul Samuelson, another Nobel Prize in Economics winner, said that market prices are the best estimates of value. Price changes follow random patterns, and future stock prices are unpredictable. Eugene Fama's efficient market theory concluded that no one can consistently outperform a market. Then he, along with Kenneth French, developed the three-factor asset pricing model as an invaluable tool for asset allocation and portfolio analysis. If you're not aware of the works of these distinguished academics, if your only knowledge of the stock market is what the TV or newspaper tell you, we're here to rescue you. We're here to bring you home.